Dr. Notorious, this is Dr. Pace coming at you live. I just wanted to thank you for the group gangbang call that we had earlier. I was amongst some wild steeds, some lovely young gentlemen. I just want to thank you one more time. Be sure to head over to Spidey Heck Station as I diss the fuck out of him. And it's thanks to you and your Diss Wednesdays that it was possible. So thank you very much. And if you are listening to this, take the stethoscope out of your pootie hole, because I know how you like to stick things in there. Anyways, I love you very much, and I'm going to J off to you later.
Matemosa. Master Limube. Swordsman of Wudan. Who has put his sword in many, many things. Here to say, sometimes sword go in the Jade Palace. Sometimes you got to hit in the mud. As long as the grass is green on the other side, doesn't matter where you flick your spud, you know? Eh, muchacho? Greetings. Even in the mountains of Wudan, Master Li Mubai hears of great conflict in the world of Anka, between Anka people. I now speak of the circle of the universe, as I have detailed in my ancient texts. Master Limu Bei knows that all energy is circular. The end becomes the beginning. The beginning becomes the end. Anger turns to happiness. Hate to love. Enemies to friends. Master Limu Bei.
Another end of Diss Wednesday. What I have a feeling once again we might have gone a little too far. Oh, well. You know what? Look at things a lot of people said. Red Fox. Lenny Bruce. George Carlin. Sam Kennison. All dead! Yeah. All dead. Poor bastards. Drugs are wearing off. Why the fuck did I come to goddamn mountains? Call it my journey. Right. Damn. In Wudan. Just having a rough day, you know? Can you get me a burrito? From Chipotle? Sounds good. Thank you. Master Limu Bei. What advice do you have for Dr. Notorious? He's been working hard, hardly working, podcasting, saving the universe, you know. What advice do you have for me? All I do is fly around, and tell stories, crash my ship all the time because I'm on a bender with my attorney, Dr. Turetsky. Then we like to relax and have fun and do stupid shit and call people up. Play around with them. You know? I take life seriously. Well, goddamn. I'm not the philosopher. I'll leave it to the master.
Strange that you come to me, Dr. Notorious.
Go. 1,000 overhead sword strikes in the dojo.
You know who you're finding there.
Master Limu Bei. All day on this Wednesday do my students come back to me asking for forgiveness.
for they feel that they have used their talents and their gifts, sometimes gone too far. Except for that sick fuck Toretsky. Oh, God. My failure, greatest failure as a student. Oh, God. Drank all the rice wine. Ate all the pizza rolls. Took off with some plowshare. Why do I have my students do sword practice when they come? Because it's a waste of their goddamn time. When they come to me, they're wasting my time. I must teach younger students, not ones that have already gone through the training. But sometimes the old can be like the young and make the mistakes. But the universe is a strange, beautiful thing. When one sits under the waterfalls in the mountains of Wuta and seeks the peace of the many-headed temple gods, one flows through the river Yangtze into the mists of the Qing Shi forest. And I drift into the void. For once the sword master masters the void, he cannot be defeated. Not in battle of the fist, but mostly in battle of mind. All battles are won before they are begun. The master wins because he needs not fight. When he does need fight, the master wins, for he has learned to flow with the void inside.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.